Hey, this is Ethan McNeil. Thank you for tuning into our podcast. Me and my brother-in-law, Trent Keith, sell real estate together here in Indiana. If you enjoy our podcast, we'd really appreciate it if you'd leave us a review and subscribe to our channel after you finish listening. Thanks.
All right. We getting there?
I think so.
We are live. Hello, everyone. I'm Trent Keith with Keith Realty.
Yep. I'm Ethan McNeil with Keith Realty as well.
And we are here to catch you up for the week.
That's right. We are. Yep. We're here to answer your real estate questions. So if you are live with us, drop us a comment and we will respond.
Right.
Yep.
We will answer questions that we've received already and questions that come in while we're talking.
Uh-huh. So
there you go. So
last
week we had people put in for a drawing.
Yep.
And the questions were, one, is the Colts going to be better this next year or worse than they were last year? Mm-hmm. And the better group won out. So we had more people say they will be better next year, this year, than they were last year.
Mm-hmm.
So I agree with that. I think they'll be better this next year. I really like their coach. I think they got a lot of opportunity ahead and anxious to see what happens here during the off season. So
yeah,
that was better. So we have quite a few names from that. And then the other one was, do you think IU men's basketball will make the NCAA tournament? And that was exactly even. 50% mm-hmm. said yes, 50% said no. So that'll be interesting.
When does that?
I think it's the weekend after next. Okay. So the Big Ten tournament starts this week and goes through the weekend. Gotcha. And then I think it's either this coming Sunday or the following, I don't remember, is when they do the drawing. So, so we've got quite a few names for our drawing today. A lot of people commented.
Cool.
And we are going to do a new one this week for a drawing next week. We'll tell you about that a little later.
Yep.
And we'll start with our news stories. You have a good news story
today? I
don't
have any news stories.
You don't have any?
Nope. Sorry.
Oh, man.
I didn't have time to look at the news.
Okay, I got a couple. The Ivy League just announced that their men's and women's basketball tournaments are canceled because of the coronavirus.
Uh-oh.
So what happens with that? Because normally, like, the winner of the Ivy League gets into the NCAA tournament.
Oh.
And since there's no tournament, I don't know how that'll work. I don't know if it'd be like the best record of the team in the league.
Or maybe they just don't get in. Or
maybe that would be upsetting if you was like the best team in that league this year.
That would.
So anyway, that's kind of an interesting one. And then the other one is, ESPN is reportedly trying to get Peyton Manning to be on Monday Night Football. They want him to be one of the commentators on Monday Night Football. I think that'd be a good move.
Yeah, he has a voice for commentating.
Yeah.
He's got that deep kind of, I don't know.
Yeah, and he's got a lot of wisdom with that stuff, so I think he'd be good.
Uh-huh.
Really, what probably ought to happen before he decides, if anyone knows Peyton Manning, he probably needs to come into a podcast with us first and then see if he's ready for the camera. You know,
I think he already is. I think he's already gotten his camera experience.
Oh, okay. All right.
You know, one that is a commentator, and he actually does pretty good, and I didn't know if he would or not. Is it Tony Romo? He commentates, and he actually does really good.
He's got a big contract. You see that?
Oh, no, I didn't.
$17 million a year, I think.
Just to commentate?
I think I could commentate for $17 million a year.
Man.
I may not sound as smart as them, but I can say something.
We need to get into that profession.
That's what it is. Yeah.
It could be the fact that he was a successful quarterback first.
Yeah. That's true. That may help.
That might have. Okay, let's jump into your guys' questions. All right, I know I have a couple. Actually, I only have two. Do you have any?
Okay, I may have one. Okay. I got to figure it out.
Okay, all right. Well, and if you guys are live with us, you can drop us a question too. Anything about real estate related, anything really. We'll answer just about any questions because we're that desperate, but no. Here is a question I had. How do I know if someone actually has the cash to buy my house in a cash offer? And that's a good question, because just because somebody says, hey, I've got cash and I want to buy your house, does not mean you should trust what they are saying. There are dishonest people out there. I know that's hard to believe. But one way that you can avoid getting taken advantage of is somebody just saying they have cash and they don't actually have cash, is to ask for a letter from their bank. It's called a proof of funds letter. And that letter will basically say yes.
That's the first one, though.
What?
Have a good realtor.
Yeah.
Okay, no.
No, yeah, that's right. Yeah, your realtor should tell you these things, just like we're telling you these things.
There you go.
Yep. So, but the bank can actually verify that they have the funds for a transaction. So that should not be something hard to get. Normally a day or two. Don't wait weeks on somebody to get you that proof of fund. That's not a good sign. So, yep.
Okay. My question is, if I listed my home and I had multiple offers in the first 2 days, do I accept one of those offers, or do I hold off because it's such a hot property that maybe I'll get a better offer down the road? We've been asked that multiple times.
Yes.
The answer is, if you are in the range where you want to be with those offers right off the bat, then I would work with one of them.
Yes.
If you do not accept offers that come in the first 48 hours or 72, whatever that time frame is, because you think you're going to get a lot better offer down the road, it usually does not happen that way.
Yeah.
If they're good, solid offers and they're close to where you want to be, then you want to work with the ones that were excited right off the bat, because that's a good place to be, having a buyer that's excited to buy your home.
Yes.
And being in the range that you wanted to be in the first place.
Yep.
You definitely do not want to put those people off just because you had so much activity.
Yes.
Right off the bat.
Yep. And one thing that we run into is people will be like, well, I've got so much activity this, you know, first week of my house being on the market, I'm just going to wait and see if I can get, you know, even better offer.
Yeah.
And then the activity kind of dies out, and then they sit on the house for a while, and it's not a good situation. So, yeah, I just echo what Trent said. My other question was, can you help me with paperwork for free? That is something we get asked a lot. Sometimes we even get asked by other realtors that don't know what they're doing. No, I'm just kidding. Oh, no. Actually, I say that, but we kind of have, so we won't get into that. Yeah, but so no, we can't do your paperwork for a transaction for free. It's just a liability issue. If we are going to put our name on your paperwork, we need to be compensated in some way, and I'm sure that's in any business. Businesses just don't do their services and put their name out there and liable for free. So, nope, that's something that we can help you with, but we don't do it for free.
If we did, we would be called Don's Real Estate. We don't like to make money. We just love to sell real estate.
What's that? Don's.
Do you remember that commercial? Years
no.
ago, there was a gun place in Indianapolis, and it was Don that owned it, and he said he don't like to make money.
Yes,
so,
that's right.
So,
yeah.
Yeah.
Yes.
So our name's not Don.
Gotcha. Yep, that's not us. we like to sell real estate, but we also have to make money while we're doing it.
There you go. We also had another question here
recently.
Is what I mean.
Yes.
Recently, again, and we've had this question quite often, and that is, how fast can you close a cash closing? And that can go by real fast. I mean, it's not uncommon to close a cash deal within a week if everything's ready to go. That's not a problem at all. So if it's a cash deal, it can definitely be a lot faster. And that's one of the things we look at. You know, if you have multiple offers and you have different types of loans on offers, and then you have a cash deal, a lot of times the cash is the cleanest, but it depends on the situation.
Mm-hmm.
So,
yep.
Yeah. Any other questions for today?
No, I think that was all I had.
All right.
Yeah.
So we're moving on to our highlighted property for the day.
Oh, yes.
Have you got that?
Yep, I do.
All right.
You want to talk about it?
Sure. I'll talk about it. We just listed a home on Old State Road 67. It's actually 9225 West Old State Road 67. It's in Perrigan, and it has been a hot property. I mean, it mm-hmm. just got listed, and we've got multiple offers coming in on it. It is a very nice piece of property. It's, let's see here, 2,016 square feet. It's got three bedrooms, one full bath on the main level, one full bath on the upper level, and then another half bath on the main level. It is on a well and a septic, and it is listed at 159. And it's Martinsville Schools is where that's in, the, as far as the school district. It has a lot. It's like 1.5 acres. It's just a really nice home. And if that's something you're interested in, look quickly, because we've had a lot of people looking. And like I say, we've been getting actually offers in today on that. So 9225 West Old State Road 67 in Perrigan. It's actually right off the main highway up there.
Yep.
One to think about.
Yeah. And if you are in the market right now looking to buy a house, and you're not seeing what you want, come to our office, talk to us about what you're looking for. We will write down your name, your contact information, and exactly what it is you're looking for. And when we have properties like this one that are going quick, we will keep your name and information, and we will contact you as soon as that's listed and keep you in the loop so that you don't miss out on houses like that. So come on by our office. We're here on Caddy Corner to McCormick's Creek State Park, in case you didn't know that.
Yep. We will definitely be glad to help you. That's something that helps you and us both, is we have a list. And then when we put these properties online, and when they become live, we can take you out right away and show them to you. So,
All right. I think we're ready to do our drawing for all of you.
Are we going to do our drawing?
Yes.
All right. Whose turn is it to draw?
Yours.
Is it?
Yeah.
Okay.
So this is everybody that submitted an answer. Threw somebody out. Submitted a answer to one of our polls that we did, in case you're just joining us. So if you answered one of our questions about the Colts or the IU basketball, your name is in this basket.
There you go.
Wow.
And we're going to draw one of those names out. I'm digging to the bottom. I'm going to get one of those names that didn't come to the top. And it is Don Miller. Don Miller is the winner of a gift card. And all you have to do is swing by our office here, Don, and we will get you your gift card that you won. You're a lucky guy. We had a pile of names in there.
We had like 30-some people. So you guys are all not as lucky as Don.
Not today, anyway.
So, see, Trent made a comment about our name is not Don, but now I bet you guys all wish your name was Don, because Don won.
Don won.
Yep.
Okay.
So
now, you want me to say what we're going to do for this next week?
Sure. What are we doing?
Or have you got it figured out?
No, I haven't figured it out.
Okay. What we're going to do for this next week is we're kind of on a sports thing right now.
Okay.
Because that's what we like to talk about. It's not real estate. You know, it's sports. So what we want to do is have people comment, will Peyton Manning make a good commentator?
Okay.
I don't know if he's going to do it. They're talking like he may not want the job.
Wait.
But do you think he would be a good commentator, yes or no?
Should we do that, or should we say who would be a good commentator?
There you go. Out of who? We got to give him some options, though.
Huh. Out of all... I can't think while the camera's rolling. I guess
retired, right. Retired players, or what are you talking about?
Yeah, retired. I don't know.
Or do you want to start a... what is that when you pass around and have everybody sign a petition? Want to start a petition for the NFL to hire me or Ethan to be a commentator?
Yeah, we'll pay you with a chance to win a gift card. That doesn't sound very. You could.
Okay, so here we go. We're going
to
make it.
I have to work.
We're
going to
expand it. We'll expand. Okay. How about this?
Okay.
You can either comment either yes or no, Peyton Manning will make a good commentator.
Okay.
Or name someone who you think would be better.
Okay.
How about that?
Yep.
As a Monday Night Football commentator.
Okay. Sounds good for now.
Will that work?
Sounds good.
So if you comment on that, this next week, you will be in the drawing to win a gift card.
Keep your eye out for that post. It'll probably go on today or tomorrow. So keep
there
your
you
eye
go.
Out for it.
And if you put me or Ethan's name in there, you get a better chance.
Yeah.
Can you not?
No, we can't do that. That's.
I but it would make us feel good.
Yes, it would. All righty. I think we're ready for. No, I think we have our ending quotes to leave everybody with. Okay. Oh, my quote is on my phone. Sorry. Let's see. So this is just a quote that I found about buying a home, and I really like it because I feel like this guy would use us a lot if he was around us. This is by John Paulson, and his quote is, "If you don't own a home, buy one. If you own a home, buy another one. And if you own two homes, buy a third. And lend your relatives the money to buy a home." So see, that guy, I like him because he would use Keith Realty a lot.
Yeah.
So listen to his advice.
That's right. Yep. Hey, if he would have known us, he would have put "buy Keith Realty"
yes.
in there each time.
Yep. Would have been part of the
yeah,
quote.
Been part of the quote.
Yep.
Okay, that's good. Mine is from Thomas Jefferson. And I really like this because, you know, everyone hears about certain people being luckier than others, you know, like, oh, they're lucky. They always have this or that.
Mm.
I like this quote by Thomas Jefferson. "I find the harder I work, the more luck I seem to have." Mm. I think that's pretty good.
Yeah.
Kind of brings you back to reality. It's not always luck, right?
Well, it's easy to use that as an excuse, though. I'd rather just blame my misfortune on luck and not hard work, not the fact that I was lazy.
So not everybody will like that quote. But, you know.
Yeah. That's a good one.
All right. Well, I think that's the ending.
Yeah, that's
right?
The wrap. Yep.
That is the wrap.
You guys, stay tuned. Next week, we'll do a drawing for all those commentator comments. And we'll be doing it at noon on Tuesday.
There you go. So thanks, everyone.
Join us.
Tuned in. Come back and join us again next week
at
noon.
At noon.
We're moved up.
Yes.
Noon. Yep. So that's what happens when you get real popular.
Yep.
You move to a better time frame.
Yep.
So
Facebook said that we were allowed to move into the noon time frame.
And that's right.
They were like,
popular.
Man, you guys. You're really crushing it, so yeah.
Thanks for listening. I hope you learned something new. If you have some of your own questions you'd like to ask us, then please send an email to questions@keithrealty.net. That's questions@keithrealty.net. And we'll see if we can't answer your questions on our next show. See you next time.